yours. One-way streets, no detours. Dark dead ends with a pissing sun. The sun I know never goes that wide. Like the story sweets, yeah. Tracing the roots, fingers in my ears. Dirt on my boots. Slapping my heart was torn at the corners. Ignoring the warnings, disobeying the orders. I've been lost in crack, bound in solitary. I learned how to travel, just what I can carry. Towards the past unseen, at the grave unknown. This map of my heart is already gone. Give your safety a chance. Switch guitars out nearly every song. It's for your own protection, truthfully. My wonderful ace guitar tech, Brian, does such a great job of tuning all the guitars. They're all in a different tuning, and that's really why we do it this way. If I was here trying to get it together with all the different tunings, maybe here through next week, I don't think you'd be my friend after that. But it also allows me to indulge my passion for playing these beautiful instruments. I'll tell you about some of the others as they come up, but this for all you guitar heads out there, guitar geeks, this was made by a wonderful luthier by the name of John Grevin, and he has a few guitars in the Smithsonian, as a matter of fact. He's located on the West Coast now, but it was about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, I was just walking down Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C., into this little shop that had amazing guitars. And there was this guitar. And it's a longer story. I won't bore you with it now. But I was lucky enough to have it show up at my house. So I've written a lot of songs on this instrument. And this is one of them. It's a song of the season of summer. Not of heat waves, certainly of the season of farm stands, tomatoes, corn on the cob, peaches, blue sky, cold beer. Thank you. detour on a ride for a phone call and a soul. I'm a blur from the driver's side. I'm the last gas for an hour if you're going 25. I am Texaco and proud. I am dust you leave behind. I am peaches in September, corn from a roadside stone. I'm the language of the names. I'm a cadence and the drum. I'm the pines behind the graveyard and the pool beneath their shade, where the boys have left their beer cans. I am weeds between the graves. The porch is sad and lean with all the black men. Sleep is filled with dreams I never can fulfill them. I am town. I'm church beside the highway, ditches never break. I'm a Baptist like my dad. Jesus knows my name. I am memory that sings. I am holy in old age. I am not your destination. I am clinging to my ears. I down in Carolina, I build the boards in the field. I'm an old truck up on cinder blocks, missing all my leaves. I'm Pabst Blue, American, the Southern serves the South. I'm tucked behind a chasing sign on the rural line. I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I'm out of time. Take this fan back. I wish I could say that I planned my hair to be just fly, but it's really just the fans. This is another new song. It's about taking a road trip out west to say farewell to a friend. A change of clothes was all I carried. There were three of us to do the drive. The sky turned black outside of Lowry. The rain poured down all over Wyoming. It took 2 long days for a full tank of gas to get things done. In between the silences and the feeling grateful I had so much time for remembering. Late nights around someone's table, something deeper about those gatherings. More than once I've been far, far away, thinking about the things. And on the way back home I will stop alive, ease this truck on to the shoulder of a woman. It's a long, straight line that goes for miles and miles. It's as empty as a great plain, common cold. I came to say goodbye and a hug. I wasn't brave enough to say that, so I said see you soon. And I love, I think you understood me from way back, from the very first time we ever sang our songs late one night in Livingston. All the way back home, I will stop a while, ease this truck on to the shoulder of the road. It's a long straight line that goes for miles and miles. It's as lonely as a great plains on a cold. I see you standing tall, kind of squint. The field outside, white sulfur springs. Don't need a cowboy hat, just a 33 Gibson. A little more time to make it ring. As the sky turns red, the sun turns treasure home. A long way back to Livingston. It's a guitar that's made by a tiny little shop in Stanton, Virginia, in the Valley of Virginia, the Great Shenandoah Valley, and the shop is called Huss and Dalton, and they make beautiful instruments. And I call this one Big Bling, because it's got all this fancy, fancy inlay, and it looks like, you know, something out of Beyonce's closet. And it sounds good, too. This is another older song from the last century. His shirt is old and faded, all the colors washed away. I've had it now for more damn years than I could count anyway. I wear it beneath my jacket, and the collar turned on high. So old I should replace, but I'm not about to try. This shirt's got silver buttons and a place upon the sleeve where I used to set my heart up, right there where anyone could see. This shirt is the one I wore to every boring high school dance, where the boys ignored the girls and we all intended to lie. This shirt was a pillow for my head on a train through the bay. This shirt was a blanket beneath the love we made in our dream. This shirt was lost for 3 whole days in a town near Buffalo, till I found the locker key in a downtown trailer's boys. This shirt is the one I need you, and you gave it back. Had a rip inside the sleeve where you rolled your cigarettes. Was the place I put my heart. Now look at where you put it there. I forgave you about those things, but not the boy you put it there. This shirt is the place your cat decided to give birth to mine. And we stayed the whole night watching, and we wept for the last one dark. This shirt is just an old baby piece of cotton, shining like the memories inside. This shirt is a grand old relic with a grand old history. I wear it now for Sunday chores, cleaning house and breaking leaves. I wear it beneath my jacket, and the collar turned up high. So that should replace me some, but I'm not about to try. circled twice and pulled it by shopping carts. The cold, steady rain coming down in the parking lot. I saw Levi's truck running and dug into the store. I just sat there thinking I'd seen it before. There was something so familiar about it. The eyes of someone who hasn't forgotten the shape of chance as it catches the light. The millions of raindrops falling that night. So I dug in my bag for a pen and some paper. Found an envelope torn in half. I wrote down some words with my name and my number. Then I took a big breath. There's nothing holding us down. I'm not made of stone or of steel. I slipped it beneath the white lights. Just a note on a windshield. You find yourself out of things to believe in. No point and no reason. Is there nothing to fear? Cause there's nothing to lose. If it were a choice, which one would you choose? Now there's time that you trust, time that you question, time you ignore, and time you don't mention, and time that you wish you could get back somehow. You see how fast it's flying by now. There's nothing holding us down. You're not made of stone or of steel. Will the wind blow you open? Like a note on a windshield. There's nothing holding us down. And no words can raise you. You just watch the rain. On a note, on a leash. bass, ladies and gentlemen, and singing. He's known and revered around the world for his work as a producer, as a songwriter, as an instrumentalist, as a bass player, and he is one of the greatest people you'll ever meet in your life. Won't you please welcome, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Mr. Don Dixon. Back there on the drums from the great state of Colorado, he is the joy in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. Won't you please welcome from Boulder, Colorado, on the drums, that's Mr. Nate Barnes. Playing everything with strings on it, ladies and gentlemen, from Knoxville, Tennessee, he's the Tone Master General. We love him so much. Won't you please put your hands together for Mr. Johnny Dooley's. Storm, another person that I've had the great privilege of working with for many years now, and it's a privilege to play music with him every night. Won't you please welcome from Washington, D.C., the great Mr. John Carroll.
is a shoebox full of letters bound up with glitz and twine. Each one was like a diamond eye. She was lost to time. I was always unknown, but I held it in my hands for the world. What else is there but love inside your heart? Something takes the mind. For every time that I feel foolish, when I wish that I didn't cry, I would run, the red still gets me right between the eyes. But sometimes I want me nothing but the tears of a little child. What else is there but the lessons of your heart? Something takes, something wrong. There's a map I've memorized of everywhere I've ever been. And the faces of everyone I've loved, I'd like to try again. I couldn't lay down what they were saying. So instead I listen hard to what's inside. What else is there but the voice inside your heart? Something takes, something wild. Something that's unbroken up, I see, it's still within my chest. It's a feeling that I'm there before. It's hard to catch my breath, I'm staring down. As I'm listening for the dwindling of time. What else is there but the echoes in your heart? Something takes, something wild. So it brings an attitude that I can take from the past. Careless about the right, just be in the path of some life hard down. The way it feels when the universe has smiled. What else is there but the beating of your heart? Something takes, something wild. Here's the shoebox full of letters. Here's the map I won't forget. The voices and the lessons, the signals that connect us, manifest into the spirit. Way deep down, but it goes unseen by the eye. What else is there on the other side of your heart? To arrive like a fireworks to a spark. Over and above you, and it's hard. Something takes, something wild.
The view is so beautiful. Most of the times, It's that magical feeling of being very small, but feeling sort of that euphoria about it. But every once in a while, there are those days when it feels a little lonesome. Across the railroad tracks, down the gravel road, headlights throw a beam on the way back home. Lie down, listen wide awake to the trains that roll to the summertime. Passes through the air like a summer storm, catching on my sleeve like a rose's thorn. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it roars, flies like the wind, makes my door. And I know you know, and that's all I need. And the light of day looks like night to me. When you're far away, and I'm all alone, I can't explain. I know you know.
Yeah. She keeps him there.
Centuries ago. I mean, you get to that part where she's in the typing pool. I realize it dates it somewhere. You know, and I tried to think of, well, I put her in a swimming pool for a couple of years, but that didn't quite make a difference. So I put her back in the typing pool, and I think she's just going to stay in the typing pool. You know, it's a moment in time. And that's what it is, so I can't update it any more than that. Craig, you can turn this down just a tiny bit, thank you. So I'd like to send you home with the title song of the new record, and thank you again so much for being the most beautiful audience. We appreciate it so much, and I've been lucky enough to come over to the UK and tour for almost 30 years, and you know, honestly, you don't take it for granted. You don't know what might be there when you come. And to see all of your faces, it means the world to us. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
No answers, but they let me cross. Oh.
when the twilight world is calling, the loneliness that knows me by the cadence of my walking, scar upon my elbow, and the sound of my I'll point the fans towards you. It's different intervals. I've got the fans on. It's hot up here too under the lights. And we're just so delighted though that you're here under any circumstances, in any weather. I think this is the first time that I've ever played in Nottingham. And we're just glad that we got here. I don't want to say another word before I ask you to join me in thanking the amazing Applewood Road for being here. There are three amazing women, and they're all amazing artists individually. Together, as you can imagine, and as you've just heard, they're sublime. I truly believe that, and I feel that way about them. It's an honor and a privilege to be touring the UK with Applewood Road, and so thanks for giving them your generous ears. And we love them very much. I don't know where they are right now. I think they're at the merch table a little bit. I hope they're drinking a beer right now. But we're here to play as many songs as we can cram into the evening, so we'll just get to it.
Thank you.
No, I can't help. I can see the first couple of rows, and I see just two seats that are empty right there in the second row, you know, dead center. And when I see that, I just think to myself, oh God, did they have a fight on the way over? Over dinner, did somebody have too much wine? Are they still okay? Oh. So that last song was written during the last century. Let's raise a glass to the last century, shall we? Preferably ice water right now. And this is another song from that era. About, well, the beginning of it is about the place I grew up in, my hometown. And it starts out about trying to describe the events of the year 1968 in the United States. And the parallels to me with our day and age now are striking.
Thank you.
breathe. I'm very happy to be able to let you know that I have a brand new record out. And it's called The Things That We Are Made Of. And I calculated it recently. In all the years that I've been fortunate enough to make records, it's taken me on average about 3 years between albums. This one took a little longer. Not because I was having trouble, but rather it's one of the themes, as it turns out, of the record. You know, as you get older, I think it's important to realize that it's okay to take your time. What's the hurry? So I'm embracing that, for sure. But it is, it's called The Things That We're Made Of, and the first two songs that we play tonight are from the new album, and this next song is as well. And it's really best described as an imaginary conversation that I had, or believe that I'm having as I sing it, with the great American artist, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And I don't know if you're familiar with her work, but years ago, she was a great, celebrated gospel singer, spiritual singer, and rock and roller. She could play guitar like nobody's business. She could play circles around people. And you can find a lot of celebrated guitarists, men and women, who will say that Sister Rosetta inspired them to want to play. And I remember reading years ago, Johnny Cash said that when he was a young man, when he was a little boy actually, that he would hear Sister Rosetta on the radio, and she comforted him. And I think that tells you a lot about an artist when they're described in those terms. And basically, I live out in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, in the middle of nowhere, basically. And except it's quite beautiful, and it's very serene and peaceful. I like to go walking every day that I can with my dog, whoever else wants to come. Sometimes cats do. And all I can tell you is that there was this one day I was walking, and it was actually in the dead of winter. It was gray, it was cold, it was bleak, and I was having a hard day. I wasn't feeling so good. And Sister Rosetta popped into my brain as I was walking. And I just started thinking about her, and I had all these questions I felt like asking her. And that was the start of the song, and then about a week or so later, I found myself, I was in New York City, and I was standing just a block away from Carnegie Hall, where she gave a famous concert. And I suppose you could imagine how it felt to be there thinking about her then. And so we've been sending this song out the last few weeks. In this way, we'd like to send this out to our friends in Nice.
No, I'm not the first one to
brought comfort to me, and I'm not the last that will look to you. If I wander and I cannot find the reason, if I keep my heart wide open, I cannot feel the sun, and I'm not sure anymore what I the world.